This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
To another session of Sanity right here with the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. And so just being involved, being engaged, right? I want to make sure that we have the right information. I decided, you know, again, we could talk about all the stuff that's going on. But since... I want to make sure this day doesn't go by without anybody really paying attention to what's happening. And some of you know, or I think you know, I hope you know, because if you don't know, I'm going to be pretty sick to my stomach. It means that your school district, your school system, didn't do you any favors. No, seriously. The our D-Day celebration, right? Hey, it's June. And some of you, I know, you care about this. You have people at your home that may have been part of this. And in today's environment, where it's like any kind of military force or police or anything along those lines seems to be some kind of mortal sin, if you know what I'm saying. I don't believe it to be that way. I think it's terrible that people even think about it in that light. Do you have someone in your home that participated in D-Day, was there, right? Because we'd all be speaking German if it wasn't for these people. I'm serious. I mean, we don't realize what effect this had on the world. These men and women, right? They went into this battle. They didn't know if they were coming home. They didn't know what the situation was going to be, right? Some of them didn't even really know where they were going till they got in the ships or were heading there. Not that they could have changed anything. Not like you could unenlist on your way. Some of my questions have been, though, you know, do we have the stomach anymore? Does this country have the stomach anymore? Not just to protect our own. We should be able to protect our own. That's what the military is there for. But to protect other countries against tyranny. When they ask for our help, should we be involved? Should we get engaged? Should we be involved? Although, unlike other countries, we are still an all-volunteer service, right? I mean, unless somebody can tell me different. I mean, yes, I know. Technically, you're still supposed to register. Last I checked, they weren't dragging people, drafting people. But we're still all-volunteer. If you want to go fight, if you want to help keep people across the world safe... I mean, the funny thing these globalists are is that they want to open up our borders, they want to open up our economy, they want to give everybody from all over the world a chance to come here to partake of our freedoms, but they don't want us fighting for anybody else's anywhere else. You know, a lot of these people want to stay in their countries. They really do. I mean, I know some of you don't believe that, but a lot of these people do want to stay in their countries. They want to enjoy the freedoms of America. And maybe they don't have the people to fight. Maybe they don't know how to fight. Maybe they've been under tyranny for so long. They've been under, I don't know any other way to put it, but under thumb for so long that they don't know how to fight. They don't know how to get out there and fight. I don't know. I don't have those answers for you. But I want to go through some of the numbers for D-Day. You can tell, right? I mean, I love our military men. I don't care what you say, what you think, how you think. I really don't. But I love our military men. What they did for this country. I mean, what's going on in this country today is shameful. What we're allowing to happen in the streets are shameful. The mayor of D.C. should be recalled almost immediately, painting big BLM letters two blocks away from the White House, evicting our military men from a local hotel. If you people out there don't see the real colors of the Democrats at this point in time, then there is no hope for you. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious, as they say. There's just no hope. Now, D-Day was June 6th, 1944, World War II. All the Allied forces came together. They invaded northern France by means of beach landings in Normandy. I mean, if you think about how many men and women were involved in that day. And if you've got somebody at your home right now that was involved in this, I mean, seriously, God bless you for this. For everything you did, for how much you got involved. For the potential of, you know, me, for all intents and purposes, giving up your life. Right? Hey, I'm going to play a couple of clips of our some of the men and women that made it through and talk about that day and what it meant and how it felt. You know, there's never a time not to do it. The reason I can be on the air today is because of these men and women. The reason you can listen is because of these men and women. The reason you still, for the moment anyway, still have a right to choose the job you want. Right? The profession you want, the hair color you want. Is because of what these men and women have done for you over the years. Hey, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. To listen to Real Side on GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. If you get the application, or the app, excuse me, don't use the wrong terminologies. If you get the app, though, you can head up to the website, therealside.com. Pull down the app. It's an iPhone app, an Apple app, Android app, whatever you want. You can listen, you can watch, you can text, there's a whole bunch of stuff you can do from it. And I really do appreciate the time you take to do this. Okay, so we're kind of celebrating D-Day, right? Because I don't want people to forget it. It's going to go by, you know, because it's on the weekend, so it's going to go by, and people are going to be doing their thing. And you know, right now we're too caught up in BLM and buildings being set on fire, all the things that those guys on D-Day died for. Right? The freedom for you to burn the American flag, the freedom for you to burn down buildings, the freedom for you just to create as much havoc as humanly possible. The freedom for the mayors of this country to start looking at stuff as a flat-out communist way. pandering way. I'm sickened by the sights that I see out there with these seas of white people bending a knee, and some of them Christians. You have no business as a Christian bending a knee to anybody but Jesus. Sorry, doesn't work that way. And if you think you're appeasing, good luck to you. Anyhow, don't get me started on that. We're so worried about what? What, they're going to beat you up? Well, that helps their cause. Let me tell you what, I'm going to do this later on. But in just a few days, according to a Rasmussen poll, Donald Trump's popularity in the black community has surged to 40%. No other Republican president has seen that. But they're going to tell you, Joe Biden's got it. Right. Anyway, hey, look, at everybody's going to have a dream, right? You know what I'm saying? All right, let's get to some of these numbers. Because I want you to hear them. It's a big deal. D-Day. 160,000 troops on D-Day. Right? 133,000 were sent in waves to five different beaches. Are you hearing the numbers? And not that any loss of life is okay. Right? This was the largest invasion in history. Almost 7,000 vessels were used to move these troops around. I don't know. I don't want to call them troops. Use these men and women around. Okay? 58,000 chosen by the high command for the Utah and Omaha beaches. 54,000 U.S. troops chosen for Utah and Omaha. 50,000 British soldiers on gold and sword beaches. 21,000 Canadians on Juneau Beach. And 23,000 that landed. Oh, you want to talk about target practice? These guys landed in white parachutes on the beaches of Normandy. Think about that. Coming through the air in behind a blue sky with these big white puffy parachutes with them hanging at the bottom. Right? Talk about guts. Do the American, and I'm not talking about American soldiers. I mean, do we as a U.S., as a group, as a family, do we have the stomach to do this today? I don't think we do. If we had to stick up for somebody else. Right? We dropped over 12,000 tons of bombs in one day. And I was reading a disgusting, sickening story here recently. I don't want to call it the magazine because I don't remember what the magazine was. But they talked about how we dropped bombs on Nagasaki, how bad America was. And we dropped these bombs in Japan, claiming to want to stop the war, but putting out unsufferable, terrible things that we did to the Japanese people. You know, they need to go check their history. Real history, and see what happened. Now, again, I'm going to say something I always say, and I shouldn't have to. There are some great Japanese people out there. The Japanese populace as a whole, those people, are probably very wonderful people. It's always the leaders, as we see now. And so what's happening is, as the norm, if you would. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We had thousands and thousands of planes in the air. All on one day. All to keep the Germans, to make sure the Germans did not take over Europe. Can you imagine what that would have been like? You can't let them win. What do you think is going on right now? What do you think you're seeing happen right now in front of our eyes? You're being lied to by the major publications about how black young men are being gunned down in the street. It's not true. And it's creating problems. Unneeded, unnecessary problems. But they don't care. Anything to push their narrative. They just don't care. If you think about what these guys were going up against, whether they knew or not, but what they were going up against, on June 6, 1944, 160,000 Allied troops along a 50-mile stretch of a French coastline that was heavily guarded by the Germans. I mean heavily. I mean, they're on cliffs. It's not the best place. It is, first of all, if you're trying to hold the land, it is the best place to be. If you're trying to take it back, it's almost an impossibility. Right? And after a full day of fighting, finally, the Allies, the Americans and such, got a handle on a portion of Europe, bringing it back, grabbing it away from the Germans. Over almost 10,000 Allied soldiers were killed in one day. And again, nobody is saying this is okay, that the loss of life is okay. But those men and women gave their life so that Europe could come back, right? And you're looking at the sacrifice, that sacrifice of those 9,000 humans, they allowed over 100,000 soldiers to begin a slow tromp across Europe to defeat Adolf Hitler. Which is why, you know, tell your kids, your grandkids or whatever, how much they belittle the lives of these people. How much they belittle how bad Hitler actually was when they're calling American soldiers and Trump and others Hitler and the Nazis. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side on GC Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
During this time of marches over the death of George Floyd and inequality, Dr. Anthony Fauci spoke on MSNBC about things that minority populations need to be better protected against the coronavirus.
There's a much higher rate that gives you a greater risk for serious disease among minorities, particularly the African American population. That's diabetes. That's blood pressure increases, hypertension, obesity. So what we need to do as a society immediately is to make sure that the resources to give them the best possible chance with identification, isolation, and contact tracing to prevent the spread within those populations.
Dr. Fauci also shared his concerns regarding the protesters not practicing, about the protesters not practicing proper social distancing or wearing masks. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. For the Real Side on GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I know, you probably guys could probably say this by heart on your own now, but, you know, it's really funny because when I say it, I get a response. When I don't say it, not so much. So if you know it, and you want to keep me from saying it, just keep responding. It's really that easy. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Again, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you to indulge me for a minute or two here. Actually, almost 3 minutes. And some of these veterans who spent D-Day out there, I want you to hear what they have to say. Because, again, we have lost this. And it hurts. We have lost the, you know, talking to these veterans, understanding what they went through. How many of you actually know what they actually did go through? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what? Here, take a listen and get informed. Where the heck is the volume for that thing? There you go.
We got on the craft on June the 2nd. We received a partial payment in French money, so we knew we were going to go to France. Where? We didn't find out until we were on the channel.
We crossed the channel, and I knew we were going to go in and face the enemy, and it was on my mind. And I was says, well, either I make it or I don't.
The weather was really bad, rough, very rainy, very cold.
The pilot of the craft and his megaphone made several announcements saying that he was going to try to get his dry feet.
The front went down and we jumped into the water. The water was up to our necks. We weren't the first troops. The infantry was first. We were the mortar following the infantry. And the bodies were all over the place.
First thing I had in my mind was death. I was thinking about that. I didn't think I was going to come back because there was a lot of guys all around me. They were floating in the water.
There was one kid, I looked down, and there was Michaels, his name was. And he's trying to talk, and nothing is coming out. I made him out to say, help me. But things were so chaotic there, you couldn't help anybody. You had to get out of there. A group of four of us, we headed up, and we go through a minefield. The whole area was mined. So,
I mean, think about what these guys were up against. Think what they were looking at, and they knew. You're going to hear it later on when a fellow say, you know, either I made it home or I didn't. It's just crazy. And yet, we honor them by taking a knee at the, you know, at a football or a basketball game. I am disappointed with some of my friends, some of the people I thought were real patriots, who are trying to tell me we shouldn't bring politics into sports, but you bring it into sports. They bring it into sports when they okay with the kneeling at the national anthem. And then they're talking about not playing it at all. Why? You're here on American soil being paid with American dollars. You're being protected by the American police departments.
As we traverse this high ground, I hear pop, and in my peripheral vision, I see this fellow to my left, an explosion and him flying through the air. And I just kept going as fast as I could. We were lucky to, you know, inch up yard by yard. We fought on till 3 o'clock that morning. Yeah, we took a rest for, I think it was 2 hours. As soon as it started getting daylight, we took off again.
And we defeated the Germans. Some were lucky and some weren't. It was on their mind. We had to do what we had to do. And that's what we did. And I'll tell you one thing. The American guys did a good job. They were good soldiers.
I love that line. You do what you got to do. Right? I mean, it was that simple. You get in there, you fight, you do what you got to do, and you come home, you hope.
At 70 years, it seems almost like yesterday. I'm so proud to call myself a veteran. I really am. And I feel that we were a big help to the whole world.
You know, you think about that. Come on, go away. You know, think about that. Think about what those men and women were up against, what they went in to do. Come on. And you know what I mean. Some of those guys knew they weren't coming back, or they had a hint that they weren't coming back. But you know what? They went anyway. Think that through. They went anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the car. I'd love to hear, I mean, it's a little late now, but I'd love to hear some of your stories. Maybe some of your grandparents' stories or whatever. You know, about D-Day. We all had members that were in there. We all had family members that were part of this, right? I don't know, you know, how do you know, how do you get the information out to your kids, to your grandkids and others? And what I mean by that, I don't mean like you got to sit them down and browbeat them into this. But do they understand what these men and women gave up? Do they really understand what these men and women gave up? I don't think they do. You know, what was given up for their safety? What was given up for their lives? What was given up, well, really, for their freedoms, when you really get down to it, right? Did they really give up their lives? They fight for the freedoms of others, and you know, extensive for us, too. They weren't just fighting for Europe. If you allowed Hitler to take over Europe, it wouldn't be long before he went for the rest of the place. For what you see going on, where they're spray painting public buildings. I know you've already heard enough of this, and I get it. I have too. But in light of D-Day, how do you frame this? Right. And then we've got people that give in to, I mean, these guys have bullets flying over their head and kept moving forward. And now we have people in this country that are giving in because people are saying bad things about them. Right? Isn't that amazing? And then you got, this, I talked about him yesterday, Drew Brees. He gave in and apologized. Why would he apologize? I will never apologize. I'm not Drew Brees, but I will never apologize for not bending my knee for BLM or anything along those lines. Just won't do it. You know, the quarterback apologized for his comments against kneeling during the national anthem in the wake of the George Floyd protests. So what? Doesn't matter what the protest is. Doesn't and frankly, there was more violence in that protest than protest. You know, I mean, for him to back off, what does that say about him? What's it say about his character? No, really, if you really believe what you say, or was he lying to us from the minute he opened his mouth? I don't know. I don't know, Drew. But I would imagine if he apologized that easily, that quickly, then no, he didn't believe what he says he believed. Brees' teammate, Michael Thomas, was one of the many athletes who reacted to the quarterback's comments, saying, well, he don't know better. Oh, I'm sorry. He don't know no better. These are guys that make millions of dollars a year. That's what Thomas wrote on Twitter. We don't care if you don't agree. And whoever else, how about that? You know, I love this. You know, a lot of these athletes supposedly went to college. They did well in their classes, or somebody else did well in their classes for them. I don't know which. They get paid megabucks. Did they go out there because, you know, every kid wants to be like them. Every kid wants to be a sports athlete. Well, actually, I think every kid more so wants to make the $1 million. And then look what happens. Joe Messina, your host, and, you know, just a pleasure to be with you. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407. Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she
I can only sing.
Me.
What are we doing this? 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, if you would. And again, I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And, you know, we just, again, don't let D-Day go by. Don't let all this go by without sitting and talking with your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, and all of that. Let's get the conversation going. Let's make sure that we don't let this thing go by and our kids forget, our grandkids, our whatever, forget what was given up on D-Day, what was being fought for. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We were talking about the, again, when it comes to sports, we Americans seem to hold them almost as in high esteem as our elected officials. Well, I guess higher in some cases. But what kind of spine does somebody have? What kind of backbone does somebody have? I know I'm going to lose some listeners because you're all into sports. Somebody like Drew Brees, who decided that, you know, what he said was wrong, or somehow found a way to apologize for simply saying that you have to honor Old Glory, that it's a magnificent flag. It stands, you know, it stands for freedom. It does not stand for oppression. I can go through the whole thing, but I'm not going to. I can tell you that when Europeans saw the American flag during and after World War II come into their villages, they weren't thinking, oh my God, here come the Americans. We're going to be so oppressed. They were cheering. Okay. America, the United States, You know, we have a history of righting our wrongs. We have a history. It may not go as fast as you want it to, but we have a history of fixing things. No way around it. Reese initially apologized Thursday morning in a lengthy Instagram message. He admitted that he made comments that were insensitive, completely missed the mark of what we are facing right now as a country. What are we facing, right? I love that. What do we face? Systemic racism? Prove it. There is no systemic racism. Right? Racism, racist, you're not born with a DNA racist gene. Okay, this doesn't work though. You're taught that stuff. And you can decide to reject it or accept it on your own. You know what's right or wrong. Do you want to fit in or not? Hating people is easy. Any people. I was beat up by more white people than I were black people because I was the Italian kid. I don't hate white people. You know what I'm saying? In that light. We can decide what to do or not do. But we need to make it better, too. I saw a picture of a young girl today. Young white girl who shaved her hair because her long blonde hair basically was a symbol of white supremacy. God, you can't get any dumber than this. For those of you who believe in God and or supreme being higher power, if God gave you blonde hair and white skin, shouldn't be proud of that? If God gave you blonde hair and black skin, well, they thought, okay, black hair and black skin, shouldn't you be proud of that? Right? Brown skin, brown hair, whatever the color, because it seems to be the vogue thing right now, right? Whatever color skin you have or what have you, if you're a believer in God, it's not a curse. You know, you just got to be a good person. Your skin color doesn't matter. It's all about how you're treating other people. If blacks have endured years and years and years of police brutality, then it's our fault. They shouldn't get up and destroy their communities to try to get attention. We should have kept that from happening. When you saw those four police officers, all four of them have brought up in charges, and frankly, even though I'm a lover of the blue, they deserve it from what I saw. I'm not the jury, I haven't seen every angle, I don't know everything. They had less than rookies in charge. When somebody spoke up, another cop said no. They should have held that cop accountable. They should have actually probably pulled that cop off of that man's neck instead of standing there watching it happen. A poor choice, a bad choice for the moment, yes. I don't know what they were afraid of. Have no clue. You know, some of Bree's teammates saying, we don't know if you didn't know better or this or that, the other thing. It's not a matter of not knowing better. The flag is not the issue. The color, the flag stands for freedom. If there are people abusing that freedom, abusing the flag, that's a different story. But that flag does not represent oppression of blacks. You've got those idiots out there, you know, in Virginia, Governor Blackface. Don't you find it interesting? Now he's pulling down statues. He's talking about pulling down Jefferson statues. What is it with these guys? These guys are amazing, aren't they? You don't get any dumber than these people. Yeah, you hear me. Now I'm just getting nasty, and I don't mean to, but it's true. And then you got a white woman. Well, I shouldn't say that. I don't know if that's true. Right? I think you all see the video where she's yelling at the white girls that are cleaning up their neighborhood. And the way they're cleaning up their neighborhood is they're scrubbing off the red BLM off the wall. So that made them racist. So apparently, unless you want to live in filth and squalor and graffiti on the walls, you're a racist. Right? Oh, really? And the leftists have become out of control predictable. Think about it. Right? They're going to use anything. The word racist, I've been saying this for almost a decade now, is now of no effect. It means absolutely nothing. Matter of fact, in some areas, you can almost wear it as a badge because of the way they say it. And I'll be called a racist just for saying you can wear it as a badge. Those three girls were called racist because they weren't just scraping off BLM or cleaning the BLM off the wall. They were cleaning all the graffiti off the wall. F the police. F you. I mean, that's such intelligent language, right? What a way to get your message across. Actually, it's a way to show how ignorant you actually are. In the wake of the rioting in the nation's capital, a rather astonishing video shows up. This, as they call her, the woke Karen. She's yelling at a trio of women that you know, apparently just want to clean up their neighborhood. Right? The woman starts screaming at them. So you don't care about black lives then? The girl said, that's not what we're saying at all. We do care about black lives.
And why are you cleaning the BLM off the wall? Why didn't you just leave the message?
There's no message in BLM. Go look at their website. That's number one. Number two is black lives, because we haven't heard enough, we haven't seen enough, right? So what's the message? How do we fix it? We don't fix it by taking a knee or dropping to our knees like they've had groups of people do. Fix it in action. What happened with those four cops, just bad. Just appalling. Now, one of those four cops was a dude, get off his neck. Dude, he can't breathe. I guess that's a California term. You would say, dude, you can't breathe. Like, whatever. Right? It was just wrong. Now, one of the girls looked at the woman and said, hey, don't we disagree with the message? We just don't want it. I mean, what is it all over the wall? It's just graffiti. They weren't getting anywhere with this woman. Or the woman felt like she wasn't getting anywhere with those deplorables. And she just kept on them. I would have said, lady, you can come back later and repaint it. We're going to take it off. Because it ain't right. This is somebody else's property. So that's the other thing I don't understand. It's somebody else's. You don't have a right to destroy, even when you're protesting. You don't have a right to destroy other people's property. You don't have a right to tear apart what other people own. Right? I mean, it's just, I'm not guessing. I'm telling you the truth. The reality. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It just never stops with these people. Anyway, listen, hit up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on out there, a lot you can get involved with. And I do want you involved, whether you believe it or not. All right? And again, you have got to get the message out to other people. How do you fight this? How do you make this better? In the next hour, we're going to talk about whether the BLM, are they bullies or freedom fighters? And listen, don't listen to me. Horace Cooper's going to join me. He's a senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy and Research, co-chairman of Project 21 on the National Advisory Board, and constitutional attorney. So I'm sure he knows. I may not have a clue. But he knows. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me. If your station is leaving, you can catch us online. I'd rather you listen on the station. But if your station is leaving, you can catch us online. Otherwise, we'll be back in a few minutes for some of you. For others, God bless. Have a great day.